Ruchim Aboyim, welcome to the second lecture, the second shiur in the series of lectures, the new series of lectures. This is the second one only in the philosophy, the theology based upon the Lesha. Now we left off last time discussing the Lesha's opinion, his assertion, which he asserts very strongly in the beginning of the Hakdamos in Usha'arim, Shar Aleph, in both Perak Aleph and Beis. And his assertion is that the names of God, even the name Havaya, Yudke Vavke, what's usually called the Shema Etzem, is something which is created. In other words, it doesn't denote God in and of himself. God's essence, Leshem appeals to the Rambam's negative theology, is in principle unknowable. One can only make negative assertions. A name, which is in fact a positive assertion, a description of God, is something which is created. It's part of the created world. Now, someone raised a question indicating, or somehow we got to a discussion, maybe it was generated by the question, regarding the opinion of the Nefesh HaChayim. So, I wanted to explore this point because it would appear to me, with great humility, that in fact the Leshem is actually arguing directly on the Nefesh HaChayim. The Nefesh HaChayim, I mentioned that the Nefesh HaChayim understands that the Shem Yudkei Vavkei refers to a Kodesh Baruch Hu in and of himself. The language Nefesh HaChayim is Mitzidai. I didn't have a Nefesh HaChayim in front of me, so I didn't want to quote him verbatim over the entire paragraph. But in fact, actually, I brought it with me. And I'm going to read from the Nefesh HaChayim. Now, I'm reading from the Nefesh HaChayim Shar Gimel. That's the Shar in which there's a discussion of the Tzimtzum. As you all probably aware of, the Nefesh HaChayim understands that the Tzimtzum is a Kodesh Baruch Hu Mitzidai, from the God aspect. And the Kav, what's called the Kav, is a Kodesh Baruch Hu Mitzidenu, as in fact he interfaces with the world. And this is an irreducible dichotomy which forms the thematic basis of the Nefesh HaChayim's understanding of the Tzimtzum, as it's elaborated on in Shar Gimel. In Shar Gimel, Perek Yud Aleph, the copy of Nefesh HaChayim I have with me is, I guess, the copy that's printed in Bnei Vlach, Tovshin Memtes, by a Yisachar Dov, Ben Reb Shaul Rubin. It's nice big letters. It's physically the biggest Nefesh HaChayim that there is. There are notes on the bottom. And I'm reading now from Daf Kuf Ayin Zayin. Right? The Kuf Ayin Zayin in this version of Nefesh HaChayim. So let me read what the Nefesh HaChayim says. There he speaks about that the concept of what's Mitzidoi, Mitzideno. And the Chaim Volozhiner says, this is the last paragraph on Daf Kuf Ayin Zayin, the Rabbi Yisachar Dov Rubin version of the Chaim Volozhiner, Shal Gimel Perek Yud Aleph. Avol Shema Etzem Havaya Boruch Hu, the Shema Etzem Havaya, Yud Kei Vav Kei, Moira Ala Bechina Vainin Kefi Ashehu Mitzidoi Yisborach. Refers to a Kodesh Baruch Hu Mitzidoi, God in and of himself, no, not as the rest of the world. She Nizbar Lamal, which was explained above. It was explained above in the several Prokim here in Shal Gimel, that the Tzimtzum is Mitzidah, because both in of himself, the Kav is Mitzidenu. So, the Reb Chaim Volozhiner says explicitly that Havaya refers to Kodesh Baruch Hu Mitzidah. And this is in direct contradiction, to what the Lashem is claiming. Now, obviously Reb Chaim Volozhiner understands that this is a little bit problematic. So he puts in parentheses I'm going to read the parentheses. The interpretation of the statement and the parentheses around the statement, I will leave to the reader. In parentheses, v'af shegam shem avaya baruch hu nikra gam ke mitzedis chabrus yisbor putzon lo'ilom. Even though shem avaya is also called mitzad his chabrus lo'ilom, even though shem avaya also acts mitzideinu, in other words, that God of himself, God as he interfaces with his creation, he atzmos adun yochel in zo baruch hu bebchinas hayosu mufshar mir lomois, right? Because the atzmos of a kadosh baruch hu is mufshar, in other words, is stripped right? For the concept of Olamos, Lois Ramis Beshum Shem Klal cannot be referred to by any name. Afopiche, nonetheless, Olamos Hema Betain Vutolam Betzius Ned Yisborach, the Olamos of Boto, are nullified with respect to him, Hashem Anichbar, Azeh, etc., etc. Right? V'lachen Nikra Shem Etzim Shem Yuchid Baruch Hu. Now, exactly, he seems to be straddling both points a little bit. In other words, on one hand, Shem Avaya is Bitzidoi. The other hand, he says, certainly, Shem Avaya also, in fact, actually refers to his Chabusoi Eloi Lamois, because, in fact, this, I mean, you know, Bibchinosoi, how could you have a shame? But in other words, it's not exactly clear how to read this. Yeah.
Do we know who wrote the parentheses?
I assume it's Reb Chaim Volozhiner.
Hagosa from his son.
What?
The Hagosa
from his son, but I think the parentheses, I wasn't aware of the fact the parentheses are from his son. I don't know, and that's what I said before. I feel that at this point I cannot render an authoritative interpretation of Reb Chaim Volozhiner. Certainly there seems to be a little bit of a back and forth. In other words, in any case, the Chaim V'Loshim is not saying clear out like the Loshim is saying. The Loshim is making no doubt about it. Havaya can only be understood as a creation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and one cannot refer at all to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in of himself by any name. That's certainly what the Loshim is saying. Is he coming to attack the Chaim V'Loshim on this? Specifically, I don't see where he explicitly attacks him, but of course he will attack him. He does attack him in several places, in Yetzer Hashem, when we refer to the Sefer Adeya. However, what I wanted to say is that it would appear that there is a collection of concepts which are related, and given the relationship of these concepts, which I will address, you know, in Yetzer Hashem in a few minutes, it's quite possible that Reb Chaim V'Loshiner is actually saying something the Leshem would actually be very, very much against. But in any case, the Leshem here is making no doubt about it. There is no possibility, there's no Havamina, there's no thought. We cannot even begin to think of Shem Avaya as anything but a creation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay? Fine, yeah.
Before we go on to the next thing, last week Rabbi Trivet said very clearly,
yes,
speaking in the name of the Leshem, that any other kind of ideology is wrong, is pagan, is whatever the...
Right.
And so I'm not sure what Rabbi Trivet's personal views
are. My personal views are Eilu ve'eilu divrei Elokim chayim. When I'm studying the Leshem, I have to, you know, I feel that it's important when I'm presenting, we're learning the Leshem, we have to try it most to get into the mindset of the Leshem. But certainly, you know, I'm chas v'shalom, God forbid, not... this is a disclaimer, a strong disclaimer.
I know Rabbi Trivet has in the past quoted Reb Tzadok or mentioned...
Right, there's nothing Reb Tzadok, but Tzadok's philosophy is very beautiful. In fact, even the Leshem, which we'll read today, when he attacks the Ramchal, he says his form are very, very dear. In fact, he said he actually was involved in printing the Ramchal's form, but then he's going to lay into them. Even the Leshem. But I'm saying is I'm not even laying into anybody. May attributes doesn't exist in any of these shiurim. I'm merely presenting what I feel to be the vantage and perspective of the Leshem himself.
And from the Leshem's vantage point, everything else is wrong. Or whatever.
You're right, right.
So how is a person listening to these shiurim supposed to know whether they think like the Leshem or they...
A person... The point of the shiurim, every person has to connect with Hashkafa, which he feels he naturally connects with, because we might think of that as being Sherish Nishmasai. I mean, certainly in Hashkafa, as the Shlor points out, I mean, we certainly say Eilu ve'eilu divrei Elokim chayim. But every person where he feels is that where he's drawn, that will lead to his to a strengthening of his spirituality, of his Yiddishkeit, right? That's the Hashkafa that probably represents the best one for him. But nonetheless, it's very, very important, like I mentioned in the first year, is that not to engage in Drush, which basically creates a flat land and makes every shita at one with every other shita, right? But rather, it's very important that we know, we delineate clearly the different shitas. And the base of that, every person has to, you know, pick a shita which he feels is, you know, is more appropriate for him. You know, that's v'shalom ha'yisrael. Okay, fine. Now, let's go further. Is this fine? Okay, fine. Now, So, but clearly, the Pachayim V'Loshana is not presenting a black and white contrast as that of the Leshem. So, with the Leshem is attacking or not attacking the Pachayim V'Loshana, there seems to be at least a slight difference, if not in theology, certainly in emphasis and in accentuation. Okay, fine. Okay. Fine. Lippy, is that? Okay, fine. Okay, now, the Leshem goes on. The Leshem goes on in Perek Beis. I'm not going to read Perek Beis very quickly because I understand reading quickly doesn't really accomplish that much. It just wastes internet space or internet time, whatever time means on the internet. But in any case, the Leshem says that once again that the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are really Giluyim. Shem Havayah is a Giluy. I'm now on the second column, which is actually page 9. There's no 9 on this, but going by inducting backwards, since over was page 10, so if we use induction backwards, that's called internet time, then in fact, this would be page 9. Actually, it could also be Daf Hey.
Okay. 4 is page 8.
What? Right?
Page 4 is page 8.
Oh, very good. Okay, so page 9, or whatever it is. With Daf. Now, it's interesting that it's blank. Maybe it's like creation ex nihilo. There's no time. Okay, in any case, now, on the second column, so the Leshem understands, he brings over here an interesting a chazal, and the chazal says, right, the chazal appears, that's where I'm holding, 13 lines from the bottom. So Chazal here spake. Oh, I'm sorry. No, actually, more than 13 lines. Maybe 15 lines from the bottom. He brings a Bamidbar Rabba, Parshas Chukas Simen Gimel. Ani Hashem, Hu Shemi. That is my name. Yudkevovke is my name. Hu Shemi Shekali Adam Arishen. It's a name that Arishen called me. Hu Shemi Shesneisi Beni Levin Atzmi. It's a shame that I reign between me and myself. What is between mine and myself? And then just we'll skip over the brackets, we'll go back to the brackets a little while. I'm not trying to cover any brackets. Hu Shemish is Nazi Beni Levein B'yaisa. It's a name that I'm using between me and my creations. Okay, now what does it mean, the name between me and myself? So in the brackets, right? By the way, the Bekiyas of the Leshem is just absolutely phenomenal. I mean, not to mention his incredibly profound understandings of Chazal, but his Bekiyas is just absolutely phenomenal. So what does it mean to say the name Shesnesi is I've designated between me and myself? What does this mean, me and myself? So in brackets it says, that is to say, Shiyatza boy me elum legiloi. In other words, this name is revealed, like all names are revealed. When this galatz musa bezeh Hashem, right, and this name was the essence, the name in and of itself was revealed. Umashakosuf, right? So Umashakosuf, that's what it means, Hu Shemi. Ani Hashem, Hu Shemi, the Gili of the Shem itself. What it means, Umashakosuf, and Nilavin Atzmi, what does it mean between me and myself? Hu Giluyim Shematzilus. It's speaking about the Gili of the Shem and Atzilus. In other words, basically, this is the first Gilui in Atzilus. Now, what's Atzilus? Now, Atzilus, so Chazal say, God is at one with his creation. That's what Atzilus is. In other words, there were four worlds, right? This is the Nefesh HaChayim, right? So, there's the world of Atzilus, that means Eitzel, next to God. And then there's the three worlds of what's called Bri Yetzir Atziah. Bri Yetzir Atziah, there's a Pirut. There's a separation between the creator and the creation. But Atzilus, God is creation of one. Now, once again, Atzilus is creator. It's not Kosh Bokhan of himself. Kosh Bokhan of himself is not, has no connection with any world. But in Atzilus, God is at one with his names. It's not really something that we can really understand. But certainly, it's important because if you daven with kavanas, in order not to be an Ovid of Avodah Zarah, you have to have your kavanas in Atzilus. So when you're mechaved to Hashem Hashem, since God is at one with His Shemois, so you're not davening to something other than God. Now, so what is Beni Levin Atzmi between my and myself? That's Yud Kei Vav Kei Natzilus. It's a beautiful pshat. And then, who Shemish is Nezi Beni Levin B'Riyosa? What does it mean to say the name that I've designated between me and my creations? Right, so Leima, this is saying, she's gone to Ayodin, who's also, what does it mean? Now, Kosh Bochu is not between Kosh Bochu and himself, but the Kosh Bochu reveals to the other. That's right, capital O or a non capital O. Fuboy Lama's Bia, this is in the world of Pilot, of separation. The worlds of God creation chasm, which are Bria Tsiasia. Fay Lama Shakola Gilu Shema Vayahu Rak. In other words, basically, the revelation, the Giloy of Shem Hashem begins in Atzilus, where the name of, right, Atzilus, and then the name basically is revealed in the worlds of separation. In other words, what all the Leshem is really saying here, that the first Giloy, the first revelation of the name of God is in Atzilus. Atzilus is the world, it's a created world. God creates Atzilus. So in other words, what he's basically saying over here, right, is that the names begin in Atzilus, and since Atzilus is a created world, so for sure a name of God cannot certainly designate God in and of himself. That's the point here. We're fine? Okay, fine. Now, I want to skip a little bit over, because in Perek Gimel, I'm now on page 10, or I should say Hamud Gimel, since there are two columns on every side, so you say there are four Amudim. And Perek Gimel, yeah.
So when we conceptualize, or not, don't conceptualize, but we consider Atzilus, for us it's really a matter of degree, is it not? Like, Atzilus is more, is a little bit, it's closer to that point that we can't consider.
Well, Atzilus is more, is all spiritual. There's no physicality of Atzilus, yeah. But it's a creation of God. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay, now.
Is it possible for a materialist to elaborate on what it means having Kavana in
Atzilus? I pray not to. Another time. In other words, in Kavana.
If I need to have an Marv tonight, what should I?
Just Kavana Pshuta. Just Perush Amilam. If you'll be Mechavin of Shemois Hashem, so if you'll be Mechavin to names of God which are in the physical world, you're a pagan, you're an Evid Avodah Zarah. You're directing your Kavanas to names of God which are in the physical world. The Ramban speaks about that in Vayisbach Zavoch and Lekiyav of Yitzchak. However, in the Kavanas of the Mekubalim, they're Mechavan to Shemes of Hashem, names of God. Or maybe the Mechavan to different types of worlds. These bulls are in Atzilus. So the question is, how could you Mechavan to a world? I mean, Chavah to a world and not to God, Chas v'Shalom is pagan, it's Avodah Zarah.
It's a bit about directly...
Let me finish what I'm saying. So therefore, if God is at one with his worlds in Atzilah, so being Mechavah to the name is the same thing as being Mechavah to a Kodesh Baruch. Okay? Yeah.
Is it about... I'm thinking really down on whatever. Is it about directing the Tzilah towards that name?
Or I don't want to go into Kavanah. I'm just saying that... What I'm saying is, if a person has intention when he... in Shemana Esra, any tefillah to a certain sphira, a certain world, a certain name, which is also a type of a world, then the intentions have to be in Atzilus, because if it's done Atzilus, then the names are separate from God, and then he's directing his kavanas, his intentions, to a physical, non-spiritual thing, not a completely spiritual thing, and that's a Vedazah. Okay? Okay, fine, now. I want to go further. If you look at the Sefer Shemir Abun and Makadbun, he speaks about this in detail. Okay, we'll get to this too, Mitzvah Shem. Now, okay, so I think we could summarize and conclude that Prokem Aleph Beis and Gibel come to tell me that names of God, right, are creation, the revelations. There's no name of God was God in of himself. That's the theme of Prokem Aleph Beis and Gibel. Leshem, I haven't read every line of Leshem, but that's the bottom line. And I'm not saying this is coming lafuke, to exclude Reb Chaim Volozhin's statement here, But should we interpret Chaim Voloshin's on the Hasidic, or should we interpret Chaim Voloshin's statement on the side that Yudke Vavke somehow refers to Akash Baruch Mitzida, should we decide to interpret it, then the Leshem would certainly oppose it very, very strongly. Okay? Now, I want to go to Perek Dalet, because Perek Dalet, so we have here a pillar of the Leshem. The pillar of the Leshem is God in and of himself is undescribable. The Leshem fully, as we explained in last year, subscribes to the Shitas HaRambam, that God of himself is unknowable, negative theology. Whatever, anything about God, which is knowable, is a creation of God. It's a creation, a Giloi, a revelation of God. And we spoke about the Leshem in several places, that the Rambam's Moed Nevuchim is Kodesh Kodashim, it's before the Tzimtzum. Before the Tzimtzum means before Revelation. Okay, so that's a pillar of thought. There's an absolute dichotomy between God of himself and between God as he relates to the world. Every aspect possible. That's edifice number one. Now edifice number two. Edifice number two starts in Perek Dalet. Okay, we're on page 10. Daf Hei Amud Dalet, Perek Dalet. Let's read. Vine Haya Seder Giluyev Asher Batzilus. The Giluyev, the revelations that appear in Atzilus. Once again, Atzilus is the first revelation for the Leshem. And once again, I mean, before Atzilus, there are other worlds, but for all intents and purposes right now, we'll treat Atzilus as the first revelation. Certainly, the Leshem is treated as such.
Let me just give a...
I haven't said anything yet.
I know, but Atzilus, just understand, like...
Atzilus is the highest world. Atzilus is the highest world. God is at one with his creations. Which means it's a script, in other words, when I point, when I describe a spiritual concept or dimension or a name, and Atzilus is like, it's called, I'm describing God in and of himself as he relates to the world, as he reveals himself. It's the first revelation. It's not by design, Atzilus. הנה היה סדר גילו ושם אצילס בשור בחור ובכל ענייניהם, במידו ומשקל, לפי תוצאות הביר. Once again, גילויים, revelations and אצילוס, are the שרושים, are the roots, right, of things that will be revealed later on in the worlds of Pir, the worlds of chasm, of chasm, meaning chasm between the creator and the creation. Bri Yitzir Asiya, was the physicality. שרוצ לאיצר ידיהם כי הנה כל איזה גילם אשר באצילוס. In other words, all the גילויים, all the revelations of אצילוס, הם עצמם השרוש המקורם האוילס ביה. In other words, אצילוס is like a שרש, is the source, the root for the world ביה. וכל עניינים בכלוז ופרוטס דוידו וכל שרש הנה בסודו בל כל כחויסם, etc. etc. Okay, fine. I'm not going to go into this right now. Now. Okay. And he says, Bishov, Shesherish kol ha-metzius, Hashem b'chol ha-metzius, b'biyah b'chlal, frat, b'chol ha-zidrom, ha-chuz, he-ma sh'negil ha-smusam ha-ikri, he-n kol b'kreim, sh'nas b'hem, Shesherish kol ha-dvorah b'hu b'chol ha-tzilus. Basically, things that appear in the physical world, even the lowest physical world, our physical world, has its shesherish, has its root in ha-tzilus. I want to go a little bit further now, okay? Twelve lines from the bottom. But what can we say about Atzilus? Is there any... What is our understanding of Atzilus? So he says, even though... Well, we understand things in the physical world, right? In this physical world, we understand things. We do science. The Leshem believed in science in a letter to... in a correspondence with... in a correspondence to the... with Aviafa, which I didn't bring with me today. He speaks about Maxwell's equations, the Trimagnetism, and the Leshem says that that's, you know, is a beautiful scientific idea, which, you know, has ramifications and importance in the physical world, as has perhaps Shoroshim in Atzilus, but of course I can't say the Maxwell's equations in Atzilus are the same as the equations that are in the physical world. Okay, and with this he goes on to refute him very, very deeply. But we'll get to that. In Kolzeh, nonetheless, in other words, even though in Atzilus I have the sources and the roots of things that will know, will come up and appear in the physical world. Im kol ze, im lanu v'lo shum divra shum tfisa fasoga. But most, we have no understanding, no intellectual comprehension, no conceptualization, right? In any guloi, in any of these guloyim that appear, certainly in Atzilus. So these names in Atzilus, we have no understanding of them. We can't comprehend them. Elarak Batsuas, Batsuas are oasis, the kudas, Batsila, Fatagin, Vatamim. We can speak about it, we can speak about how the letters look, right? The tagin, the kudas, the vowels. This is things that we have from the Torah. I mean, with the exception of, you know, the yud, the way the yud kevav can look, and maybe I'm pronouncing the words. Ein lanu. We do not have lo l'shum nivra. No one has shum hasaga. No understanding. Utfisa b'mos. We have no understanding of it. We know what it is. We can pronounce it. We can see it. We can identify it. But that's it. We have no underlying conceptualization of the names which appear in Atzilus. Is a gila mi kol gilu mi uma klal, nothing, zero. Vugam ken mi oisi atam gufa shamanu. And this is for the same reason. Ki kol oisi ma gilu yam kula. Hey, mashu atzmi's bought this galabhem. Kodesh Baruch Hu reveals it. Since the first revelation, let's say, are the names of God, are the letters and the names of God, we have no way of understanding conceptually. Conceptualization begins several steps after that. Now, and he repeats this over again on the Vav and Aleph, page 11. We have no Yediyah, no Hasaga, nothing. What is he emphasizing here? This is going to be a second edifice, a second pillar in the thought of the Leshem. But to understand this, we have to go to what he says in his other Svarim. In the Chidushim Ubi Urim, Leshem wrote several Svarim, right? One of them is a running commentary on the Arizei Tzchayim. We're not going to learn that. That really constitutes really more Kabbalah. But nonetheless, there are parts of the commentary, Chidushim Ubi Urim, in which actually elaborates more on things which he says in his other Svarim. Now, I'm reading from the Chidushim Ubi Urim, and it's on Daf Gimel in the Chidushim Yorim. It's also too, begins in Amud Aleph. It says, Hagdama la'anav beis. And he speaks about the Tzemtzum. So, he speaks about, right, there was a machlokes dispute to understand the Tzemtzum literally or non-literally. And he brings Harav HaGadol, Harav Yosef Irges, right, in the Sefer Shem Rabbonim, he just mentioned it, who wanted to say that the Tzimtzum is not literal, right? However, he brings Harav HaGadol Rabbi Manuel Chai Riki, right? The Mishnas Chassidim. Baal Mishnas Chassidim.
Yosha Leivav.
Right, he wrote a Sefer. Besifra Yosha Leivav. He wrote a Sefer, right? Mien b'chol devar b'zeh. He rejected this. V'day to who? It is opinion is shat simtzum who? Now, avon beis kipshutei mamis. Simtzum kipshutei. The Leshem learns that simtzum kipshutei. I know people say he didn't, but here he says it supposedly he does. He says it in every place. V'amah she'ein l'fshoit devar malalu b'tzachli. But he learns kipshutei, but you can't understand it. There's no chakira. You have to understand it literally. But you cannot, there's no way of understanding it. You can't intellectualize it. You can't take the Tzimtzum and somehow place it within an intellectual framework which a person can, you know, can understand. But certainly, you have to treat it kipshutai. Goes on, etc. This is quoting here, he's quoting him. Right? And he goes on and expands upon this. Not only you have to understand the Tzimtzum Kipshuta, and you can't really understand it. You have to treat it as Kipshuta and understand it. I'm on Dav Gimel, Reishamud, base, the second column. Kisham, ki eid l'seichel anoyshil azil l'shtoy b'davanelam. The human intellect can understand something which is ultimately hidden from him. Ki u mishula miyasagaseinu l'gamrei. It's It's negated from our understanding. V'chelot derech zeb yanenu is certainly what we're saying here too. Ki anu ein lanu afkona b'chol in yonim ela rak behechus ezet zil demusu toyal kol panim. And we can think about the way things look, but that's it. We can't understand them. Asher b'emesu mishula milach kanais bazel lamayna chasum lagamrei v'mishum ki anaktu toypsim oisem rak kabo shula flayna. We treat them the way they are. He's not speaking now only about the tzimtzum, the names of God, things like Atzilus. We understand them the way they are. That's it. There's no deeper understanding. We can't understand them in terms of something else. And what I can't say, take things in Atzilus and understand them in terms of something else. These are things that are not physical. The Chochmas HaKabbalah, which comes from Moshe Rabbeinu, okay, now, he goes on to the bottom of the Yomut. So therefore you can't say they're a marshal. In other words, you can't say that things and Atzilus are a marshal. So I say they're a marshal means I understand them. You can't say it's a ma'anavua. Who's the achreinim? Ramchal. We read for the Ramchal a little while. El Shehema Kol Kamashmod Kepshutan Mamish. We have to treat them simply the way they are. El Shunelem Betachas Helem El Shehem. It's hidden. Okay? And he goes on. He goes on. And he says further. V'chol Ezberim Shenoistim Heim Lefi Daitim El Advarim. I'm now on Gimel, beginning of Abba Dalit. Once again, we can't understand them. Etc. Etc. Okay? And he says, if a person says he understands them, they're a metaphor, they're a marshal, they're a concept. You're denying the entire Chochmas HaKabbalah. You should even attack them more. Now, the interesting is, it can't be the Ramchal, right? So let me read to you what it says about the Ramchal. Daf nun zayinam adav. I'm trying to say that these are the same concept. In Sefer Hadeya, daf nun zayin amud aleph. It's actually, I guess it's chelik aleph drush hey. I think it's drush hey. Simen Ches is page 113. Okay? He says, V'hini ni oimer, ki ne agam she sifre ramchal hem yekorem lima oit, the sefer, sifre b'da ramchal of every dia. V'yesh behem roiv peninim v'zob mupaz b'hoi. He agrees, there's beautiful things in the sefer ramchal. V'chol zma shev yadana hayoim hem kemat kulam nischat shev nidl lefus ayidei ishtadlus v'sibasi. He says, he was the person who got them published. That's an answer to your upside question. He got them published. Hagam shloi zachiz l'modas farav l'istakalti beb elamad b'namad. He only looked at it a little bit. Im kol zen delisi menu ezi yasoydis amagir l'ikri ha-chachma. They got some yasoydis from them. V'yei zichu l'bruch l'chayidun b'chal, t'edera. He's one of Kedoshi Elyon, etc., etc. Im kol zen, nonetheless. Hineni oimel. Shekol ma shehir kivar amchal is divya zera kodesh v'arizel b'chazan ha-nevuah. Ramchal claims that the arizel is... What's nevuah? Nevuah means that everything's a marshal. It's a metaphor. That's what nevuah is. V'aldeo shekosu v'yad nevim adame. V'hem mishaleim maris v'dim yoynes. What did Ramchal do? He took the arizel. Not only did he make it... He says it's a nevuah. But he made it a metaphor to Golus and to Geula. That's the entire Das Tavunais. Hine ein daiti noicha bazakla. I don't like this at all, he says. Ki lo yishmit shumecha birishem b'achoyinu lomar kazeh. No one ever said something like this. Ve ein divre zakoyinu farizal soiv le mistavol bazakla. They're not soiv this at all. And he goes on and he says, well, this is wrong. Hine kol mish amad beiz. Hine kol mish amad mefak bazeh hu yikra koifel. We call the Kaifa, you Kaifa, Bechelik Echem Yatosh Mialpe. He says, Ika Kedusha is a God of Bailas, Lima Kabbalah, the Baba Baila, Veloy Lamata. We're supposed to speak about things above, not things below. The Arizal is not a heck attempt to speak about history and messianism. Not to mention, he says, if a person learns like this, he'll think that's not really real. It's just metaphor. He goes on and on and on and speaks about this. Okay, now. So, what's the critique of the Ramchal? The critique of the Ramchal is that Kabbalah deals with things, names of God, worlds, and Atzilus. But it's a Nevuah. It's a prophecy. What is prophecy? When the prophet speaks, Hinei, right? Mata roya yemiyo, right? Hinei, eight shaked. I mean, what is yemiyo speaking about? He's not interested in the tree. The tree is a metaphor for the Dvar Hashem. So in other words, if I treat the Kabbalah as a prophecy, then the entire Kabbalah just becomes a metaphor for something in history, current events. And the Lashem is against it. He calls it kfira. It's not true. And what's interesting is, this kind of means the Kabbalah is not a mushal, it's not a metaphor, that there's an imshal. It's incredible how this notion of Kabbalah being a metaphor, if some people try to learn like this. But I want to explain how much this concept of Kabbalah as being an essentially metaphor has basically is taken over our consciousness. For example, I'm quoting now from the Das Tevunis, the Sefer Klolim that Rav Chaim Friedlis and Zecher Tzadik Livracha put out a number of years ago.
Can Rabbi just clarify, what does it mean that it's a what does it sound like to say it's a mashal?
It means I speak about worlds, and that's this, but really the worlds are just metaphors for history, for movements, things in history.
So if I say the world of Atzilus represents God's Mitzrayim?
In other words, for example, different worlds represent different stages in history. According to the Ramchal in the Sefer Klolim, the different Arich, Atik, Abba Ve'ima, Zer Anpin, and Nuk represent different stages in human history.
And how would the Leshem say it?
Chas v'shalom. They don't represent anything. They are what they are. They are what they are. One second, they are what they are, and nothing else. Now, this interesting is that Chaim Friedlander wrote a Hakdama to the Sefer HaKlolim, which everybody quotes. And there, he speaks about the Goyim, what the Goyim said about the Ramchal. So in the Sefer HaKlolim, right? There he says, he has a section called on Daf Reish Lamed Hey. Shnei Me'eres HaGedolim, the Ramchal and the Goyim.
What page is that?
Reish Lamed Hey in the Das Tevunis, Chaim Friedlander, green. And he brings a very, very famous statement, which is quoted. It's actually a letter, which the nephew of Chaim Volozhiner, who's Avraham Simcha, writes, and he quotes the Goyim. This is what he heard, because it was called the Goyim, Chas v'Shalom. He quotes what his uncle said, B'Shem the Goyim. Chaim Volozhiner said, B'Shem the Goyim. And he says, right? First he speaks about the Gamchal. The second paragraph of this letter, he quotes, you can look at the entire letter. Rabbeinu Agod Lagoin Agor, Rabbeinu Eliyahu Zal, Omar Alav, said of the Ramchal, Shuyedea Nimshol, Shokisvi Ari, he knows, he understands the Nimshol. Ki Agor Omar, Shokisvi Ariza, Ukulu, Rock Marshal. It's Rock Marshal. That's what the Goyin said. The Goyin said, the Ari is all Marshal. 100 degrees connected. The Lashem. V'amayit, by the way, the guy never said this. I don't mean the guy never said this, but that's what he's saying. Avraham Simcha is saying. V'amayit, puts in parentheses why. Parentheses, right? V'amayit, She'eza meshach zman haya sofi she'gam arachu lo yivin oy mekavras harim. Maybe the benimsha. The goyim was suspected that the Reb Chaim Vital, who wrote down all the, I mean, everything we have to read, but he also didn't understand the marshal. V'chachag ra b'mokam echad ika that he saw the nimshal. But he said, right, that the Reb Chaim knew the marshal. He said to himself, Bor Hashem, and he got, also I know the Nimshal. So the Chal says he knew the Marshal, the Nimshal, the Marshal, the Nimshal, and the guy says I also know the Nimshal. The Leshi would say this is the Von Potato. We spoke about it. The Leshi understood himself to be the Mamshik Dalko of the guy. This is clear what the Leshi says, and it's clear in Aryeh Levine's Havdama to the Sefer Chidush HaMeborim. So somehow everybody thinks that Kabbalah is all a Marshal, and the Ramchal do the Nimshal. And the Goyim, two people do the Nimshal. The Chaim Vital, the Soviet, did not know it. And the Goyim decided he knew it. Fine.
He decided that Chaim Vital knew it.
Knew it, yeah, I think so. The Goyim was Masupik. Was that what?
Did the Goyim himself did not know it?
No, he said, Boch Shai, know the Nimshal too. Right. I mean, the Leshem, I don't know anywhere in the Swan of Leshem, I'm sure he just didn't enter it on his radar, this letter. But everything the Leshem is saying basically voids this entire thing in this narrative. Chas v'shalom. There's no mashal, there's no nimshal. Yeah, question.
Does Leshem deny that the pattern of history in any way reflects certain concepts in Kabbalah?
That I don't know, but that's not the intention, that's not the gift of the Kabbalah as we understand it. That's what it is. This is a concept which I think, my opinion is, it's become, why does it become a, like everybody assumes this? I think it's because of the Ramchal, and Lahavdil, Elif Havdal, because of Professor Gershom Shalom. Because Gershom Shalom, in the very famous, probably his most famous book, Shabtai Tzvi, The Mystical Messiah, there has a long introduction, in which it claims that the setting for the crusade and self-revelation of Shabtai Tzvi, Yemach Shemoi, right, was the Kabbalah of the Arizal. And remember it very clearly, Professor Shalom says in a long introduction that the Arizal basically took mysticism and he took mystical concepts of Kabbalah and made them into metaphors of redemption and exile. And Chas v'Shalom, it's not true. It's not true. There's very almost nothing in the Arizal which uses any concept. Anyone who's learned the Arizal will see very clearly this. You know, the Leshem certainly learned the Arizal. You don't rely upon me, but the Leshem, that the Arizal is not at all. There is a part that's high in the Arizal says that at certain points in history, you know, that the world was standing at, you know, certain levels, but that doesn't mean that the worlds themselves are, you know, are metaphors for these things. But what?
Arizal could have been understood that way by people.
Whatever it is, but in other words, there's nothing in the Arizal that suggests that. I mean, Gershom Shalom, I think what Gershom Shalom is doing, I'm saying this, you know, with scholarly humility, is that Gershom Shalom is taking the way certain people interpreted the Arizal's Kabbalah. Now, you should know something, that the Ramchal was accused by many people, I'm not intending to go in detail to the Ramchal, Ramchal was accused by many people of being a espouser or a follower of Shabtai Tzvi.
No, everybody wasn't.
What? No. But it's very important. Yeah, but however, if you look at the works, However, if you look at the works, some of the works of the Ramchal, the Adi Bamorim, and the works of Professor, I forget what his name is, he has a very long articles on this, there are things in the Ramchal, which bear very strong resemblance to that of Natan Azati. Now, Chas v'Shalom, Avdil El Havdolis. But what I'm saying is, what's the, almost word for word, by the way. But what is the point I'm making here? The Ramchal, right, Chas v'Shalom, we shouldn't suspect this and that, but what I'm saying is that the point here is the Ramchal took an interpretation of the Ari, right, with the purpose of understanding it historically. And this is in fact, I mean, Lahavdil, Hell of Havdalos, this is what Natan Azati did. Natan Azati basically took the Kabbalah, right, and used it in a way in which it would actually explicate, you know, the tides and turns of history, and express, right, the messianic, you know, turn, the messianic momentum of history, of which Shabtai Tzviya Yimach Shemayim was supposed to have been its, you know, his chief prophet. So, in other words, this is actually a danger that comes from this. There's a danger come from this, yeah. I think he's written, what's his name? He's written many works on this.
It is possible that as a result of the Ari, it was what the Russian would say is misunderstood, and that people practically did see certain developments in history as being manifestations of those writings of the Ari Zal. That's possible, right? So, I mean, guess what's wrong?
Look, you can interpret anything the way you want. I'm just saying in other words, I'm not, you're right now, you know, whether we should or we should not, all I'm saying is that I'm looking for the name. Actually, he quotes this professor here of helping him getting some of the manuscripts. That's what I was looking in here for. He's before that. I think he's passed away already. He is. What I want to say is the Leshem certainly would have opposed. In other words, all I'm saying is that it's clear that the Ramchal understood the words of the Ari. Right, to be that's the way the Das Tavuna, you learn the Das Tavuna is. Today people like learn the Das Tavuna is a Musar Sefer. Right? But really the proper way to learn the Das Tavuna is actually to look at the Klal. Actually there's three steps here. The Ramchal and brilliantly takes the Eitz Chaim and makes, let's call it like reader friendly, more philosophical in the Sefer Klalim. And then from the Klalim, he comes to the Das Tavuna and he gives a philosophical explication of history without really any Kabbalistic concepts. I'm not sure exactly, maybe that's not the way that's the way he did it, but in fact, actually, that's what comes out from the Sefer. But in other words, it's clearly that the Ramchal understood that the concepts of the Ari, all these concepts, are historical and historiographical concepts. The purpose of history being Gili Yehudai. In other words, but the Leshem rejects this completely. He rejects it. I haven't even used a strong Leshem of the Leshem. I've used this as a safer Leshem. The Leshem rejects it completely. What the Leshem is saying is the worlds and the names of HaKadosh Baruch and Atzilus are irreducible. They're irreducible. They're not metaphor. They're not poetry. They're not expressions of things. They're irreducible. So we get here a second pillar of the Leshem, which is important. That's what I wanted to point out to this Shia. The pillar of the Leshem is the irreducibility of the Kabbalah of the Ari. That's the second pillar of the Leshem.
Okay.
Yeah.
Two questions. First one is the question I asked before. If Lemaisa the Leshem uses such strong language against the Ramchal, why would he publish it? Why would he be involved in it?
I thought about that too. So I think the basic thing is that the Leshem is probably saying basically against what I just said. In other words, if a person looks at the Ramchal and reads it for the chizik, for the avoda, even some of the concepts, that's a good thing. In other words, the ideas themselves of the Ramchal are very important ideas. They're beautiful ideas, they're profound ideas, and Leshem understood the true ideas. But a person understands that the Ramchal is coming from the Ari, right? That Leshem, you know, what Leshem would have said, the Ramchal's ideas are beautiful ideas in and of themselves. But the Ramchal can claim that he's expressing the Nimshal of the Ari. So in other words, Ramchal's ideas are beautiful ideas which communicate a Das Taylor that, you know, more than a Das Taylor, the philosophy of Judaism. But to say that the Ramchal is revealing the Nimshal of the Ari, Leshem would say it's Sheker, it's false. Yeah.
Someone told me that he went to one of the famous Kabbalists in Yerushalayim,
yeah,
who teaches Kabbalah, and said, what's an introductory sefer? What should I learn to learn Kabbalah? So he suggested both the Ramchal's Klach Sachim and the Leshem Hakdamas of Shiarim. You say that's Tarjei Sadre.
Yeah, my opinion has an asasa, yeah, for sure. But it's the Klach. Bishlama Das Tavuna is an exposition which doesn't utter word of Kabbalah. The Klach, he says explicitly, Kabbalah is Nevoah, Kabbalah is Nevoah, it's Mamas Nevoah. No comment. Anyway, well, look, I've read to you what the Leshem says, you know, for yourself. If you feel that really the Leshem's not really saying this, he really meant differently, it's before Das, after Das, this and that, then I can't help you. That's already a drasha. But the Leshem clearly rejected the Derech of the Ramchal.
According to the Leshem, is it asked to draw a picture of the spheres or something like that? Does that make it? To try and imagine.
Well, the Maaseh, the Ari does draw, he draws a circle somewhere. I mean, the Ramchal Vital does, he draws a lamed. In other words, you can draw a picture of, you know, you could draw, let's say, a circle, because that's understanding a computer. Circle doesn't tell you anything.
That's not called a nimshem.
No. You know, it's like, for example, like in physics, you know, there's mathematics. You know, what happens is, in physics, there's abstract mathematics. So people speak about particles and waves, but really in the physics, it's just mathematical equations. It's just that when we try to make out of it to the our macroscopic world, speaking into the quantum mechanical world, so you use particles, waves, et cetera, but really, it's just, you know, it's just equations. It's functions and equations.
And what's the name of what Archer is saying?
No, what I'm saying is that I could, you know, draw a diagram if it just helps me understand, you know, the concept computer, you know, the letter, this and that. But, you know, the diagram is just a way of, you know, of just grappling with, you know, a thought on an object, but it's not coming to explain to me what the object is referring to. No, the Simpsons is not referring to a circle. But if I say that, of course, Bohus has been Samson for someone, it's a computer, I could draw a circle. Mm-hmm. Okay? Fine. Anyway. Okay, now, this is the second edifice of the Leshem. Okay? We'll do it with building edifices, because actually what we have is we have certain foundations upon which all his thought is going to be based upon. So what I'm going to summarize. First foundation, the first column, is that all words of God, all names of God, even the Shema Etzem, is a creation, is a revelation. It's not God of himself. Leshem is very strongly monotheistic. There is no stira, contradiction between the Meir Nevuchim and the Kabbalah. Not only does he say this with regard to the Tzimtzum, even the Sefer Klolim, he has a beautiful piece in which he takes what the Rambam says in Chapter 13, section 3, I mentioned this in the Baron of Ulchim Bashir. The Rambam says that there's no, you can say there's no purpose of creation. So Leshem says, how can you ask? First of all, someone, I think the Ibn Gabay, the Vilitz Alev, calls us apikosis and kfira. Leshem says, chas v'shalom, the Rambam is right. However, what? Leshem brings all these chazals and zayas, which clearly say that the purpose of creation is man. So Leshem is miyashav it. He resolves it. A beautiful yishav. We'll speak about that in Mitzvah Shem. But there's no question about it. The words of the Rambam, Kaddish Kadoshim. Now, that's edifice number one. Edifice number two is the irreducibility of the Kabbalah. Irreducible. There's no metaphor. The first revelation are the words of God. Which is, okay, now, what's going to be the third edifice? I'm going to begin the third edifice, because it's very important. We're not going to have time to speak about it. The irreducibility of the names of God is ultimately the irreducibility of the Torah. The Torah, the names of God is Torah. Letters is Torah. I mean, the Rabban says that the entire, it brings from Isaiah, the entire Torah, the Torah of itself, certainly are names of God. The irreducibility of the Kabbalah and the names of God is going to bring us to the third edifice, which means the primality of Torah. And this is a very Nefesh HaChaim Dik Litvisha edifice of the Leshem. In other words, if I say that the names of God are a metaphor, it turns out that reality precedes the Torah. The Torah is a Gila in reality. Like the Alter from Slobodka says, and Pasha's Toldos, like Rav Dessler says. But the Torah says to me not to take Sheikha, the Torah, like the Alter says in Pasha's Toldos, is revealing to me a principle of human psyche, Nagia. All of us is based upon that. The Chazalich, of course, argues on this, says the destruction of the entire Torah. But I'm saying is, philosophically, this runs counter to the Chaim Volozhiner that the Torah is a priori. If I say that the names of God are not a metaphor, they're irreducible, what I'm saying is the Torah is prior. So this is actually the philosophical foundation which actually lays the basis for the relationship of the Torah to the world. And this is going to be the third edifice that Mir Tashem we're going to build upon in the next Shia. But we're not going to have time to do that because we're running out of time. In any case, from an undisclosed place, location in Yerushalayim Yer HaKadosh, this was the final home of the Leshem in Yerushalayim Yer HaKadosh, I bid you farewell until next time. Bracha v'Hatzlacha to be continued next week. Be well.